I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Democratic presidential frontrunners Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton continue to vie for the black vote. But looking forward, could their headbutting actually work against each senator's campaign? To talk about that, I'm joined now by NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Juan hosts our regular feature Political Corner, and today he joins me. Juan, a pleasure.
Nice to be with you, Farai.
I know, this is a lot of fun.
Indeed.
So, is this the first time we have seen two minorities, or women technically are not a minority, but we won't go into that, but a woman and an African-American be seen as strong contenders in the presidential race? And what does that really mean for how this is playing out?
Yeah, it's the first time we've had a black person and a woman, not in the same body here, but obviously two separate people, as the front runners for anybody's presidential nomination. And the difference here early on is, in large part, the media coverage. It's the way that they are perceived. And the question that I'm asked time and again, can a black person really win the presidency? Can a woman win the presidency? And according to the polls, it's possible, although you would have to give the edge to a white woman over a black man in this situation.
Yeah, but Barack Obama apparently was just at a star-studded party, and he was just swooning over Beyonce, not in a sexual way, because he is a married man, but he was just like, oh, I'm one of your huge fans, and Jay-Z was there. So, you know, maybe he's got a little bit going for him, you know, the young, handsome guy who's hip to pop culture. Do you think that really this is just an even fight between the two of them?
Between Obama and Mrs. Clinton, Senator Clinton?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's not an even fight in this regard. If you look at the organization that's behind Mrs. Clinton, it's far more developed and far more extensive. And, of course, the key point here, it has more money. It has the fuel of politics on full. While Barack Obama's organization is really just getting started, and he doesn't have as much money, not even close, and in terms of major people in place in all the key states, you know, basically you got to organize early on in Iowa, in New Hampshire, South Carolina, across to Nevada, and he's still putting that framework in place. So Mrs. Clinton is ahead of him in all those regards. But let's look at the polls. The one place where Barack Obama has a lead is as an inspiring individual. His life story really outstrips Mrs. Clinton's at this point, and people are just coming to get to know him. So he gets tremendous turnout of crowds. There's a lot of excitement around Barack Obama. And that excitement, I might add, Farai, extends into the black community. People are just getting to know him, want to know more about him. I saw him this weekend in Selma, where they were doing the reenactment of the march across the Selma Bridge and the voting rights protest. And again, a lot of people curious, so wanting to see what he looks like. What's he saying? Is he saying the right things? Mrs. Clinton is a known quantity, has a substantial foothold in the black community, but for the moment, the momentum is with Barack Obama.
So when you think about how people are analyzing this race, obviously you spend so much of your time analyzing and speaking with top political leaders. Is the coverage of these two individuals largely based on race and gender, or is it more based on policy?
Oh, no, it has all to do with race and gender. There is politics involved. I'm not saying that that's not in it, but every campaign has a narrative, Farai. And in the case of Mrs. Clinton, the narrative so far has been about whether or not she's electable, about the role of her husband, Bill Clinton, about the relationship to women voters, something that she is now heavily focused on, trying to get make sure that women voters are supportive of her. And in the case of Barack Obama, the early narrative has been about the charge that he's not authentically black, the question as to whether or not it's a surprise to people that the majority of his base so far has been in the white community, with the reaction from the likes of Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, even some of the pundits that appear on your roundtable, people like Stanley Crouch, Deborah Dickerson, saying, you know, well, he doesn't have the civil rights experience. He doesn't come up with the understanding of what slavery meant to black people because his mother was a white woman from Kansas. Now, by the way, even a revelation about that mother, that side of the family having owned slaves, and that his father was a Kenyan from Africa. And again, not within the, you know, the framework, if you will, of the American black experience. So these have been the dominant narratives in their campaigns. Now, is that a good or bad thing? I don't know that it's bad, Farai, because it's meant that they've gotten a lot of media coverage.
Well, there was actually a very funny parody that the Clintons chose to do that shows Hillary as president. You know, it is a skit in a limo pulling off and then Bill running out to give her her lunch. Honey, you forgot your lunch. So are the two of them eventually going to have to go head to head on policy? When is this race, you think, going to shift to them talking about what defines them specifically in terms of how they're going to lead?
Well, you know, the big issue policy-wise so far in the campaign has been Iraq. And here, Barack Obama has been very aggressive in saying that right from the start, even though he wasn't in the Senate, he was an opponent of having the U.S. go into Iraq. And Mrs. Clinton has been struggling with the fact that she voted to authorize the president to go to war, and she refuses to say that she was wrong in that vote, instead saying that she voted on the best available information, and that if she knew now what she knew then, she might have voted differently. But she will not say that the vote was a mistake. So that's been the dominant issue. Now, going beyond that, I don't anticipate for quite a while that we'll come to issues, because there's hardly an issue that's as strong as that one. And you have also on the outside, I might mention here, John Edwards, who was in the Senate, who did vote to give the president authorization, firing away and saying that those in the Senate, and that would be Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, should right now be voting to cut funding for the war, and that their failure to do so is a lack of leadership.
All right, Juan, we're going to have to leave it there. A great pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Always, Roy. Thank you very much.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams hosts Political Corner, our weekly segment about news from the Hill.